Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 365, coming back down. Hey, how you folks doing? What a great week. The emails, not many questions, except for one, and I'll answer right here. The new Nikon Z135 1.8. Am I going to get that lens? Yeah, once I have my pennies saved up, you're darn tootin' I'm going to have that lens. I've been waiting for that, chomping at the bits. It's big news. I hear nothing but amazing things about it. And so, yes, I am definitely going to add it to the kit. I hope you folks had a marvelous week. A number of you I know are getting ready for the end of the season air shows. Boy, yeah, great stuff. I just had a marvelous weekend. I can't wait to share images and talk to you about it later. That fall light, I just can't get out and shoot enough. And I hope you're in the same boat. Hey, I want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. Speaking of the Z135 1.8, you know, you MPS members, you can put in your priority request, and I guarantee you Bedford's is going to get to you ASP. Great price. And of course, you mentioned you know who. After you check out, you'll see that 5% return. Nice, nice, nice. But hey, it doesn't have to be Nikon. It can be anything from flashes, tripods, everything they stock. And man, do they stock it all. So give my good friends at bedfords.com either a click, a call, or go see them. Photocon's about a month away. I guarantee they're going to take care of your questions, filling up your shopping cart, and emptying your old wallet. Bedfords.com. Thanks for supporting the Moose Podcast. All right, so this week's episode, coming back down. Hey, I was experiencing it myself, and then I got a couple emails and a call, and I was like, okay, must be in the air. Must be something common. So I came back from Kodiak with 23,006 images in the file from 5 days of shooting. And this is for something, a critter, which I had almost 40,000 images already in the files. So I added another 23,000. And I'll be honest. Hi, my name is Moose. I'm an addict. I am addicted to clicking. And when I am not clicking that camera, I come back down, and I come back down, it seems like really hard. I get off and get home, and you might think is I'm tired from the trip. In reality is I am mentally depressed. I'm not behind that camera. I am not seeing the stories unfold in front of me. I'm not solving problems. I'm not creating stories. I'm in the office. I mean, I have one of the best office mates on the planet, my lovely bride, but I'm a photographer. I love to click. And from I heard a couple of folks, I am not the only one who kind of gets in a frump when you get out shooting. Now, I think that could be detrimental to your photography. One person who I talked to, I would say, yeah, they were in a bigger funk than I was. How do I deal with it? That's what the three people ask. How do I deal with coming back from a grand adventure with some beautiful images? Doesn't have to be thousands. It just takes one. How do you come back down and then kind of revel in that moment afterwards, and then, of course, continue and grow on it? Well, the first thing I pointed out to him, and I always point out to myself, is that photography is all about memories. That's really what it does so well, is it keeps track of our memories. And as we get older, you know that some of those memories start to fade till you see that photograph. That's how important they are. So the first thing I tend to do, and it sounds, I'm going to put it out there. I know it's going to sound weird. there is typically at least one, if not more, photographs that represents the experience I had. And I'm not talking about just the actual photographic experience. I'm talking about the whole, everything from when I leave the ranch and go to the airport and do all that stuff and eat the great food and see some friends and take some shots until I come back to the ranch. There's typically one photograph that, you know, I look at it and it's like this, you know, like I just took some great drugs or something, which I can only assume because I've never taken drugs, but it's like, woof, you know, and the adrenaline starts pumping and my eyes get big and all of a sudden all the memories start flying back of when I made that capture. And that's the first thing I do. Images on my iMac here on the desk, on my three desktops, I actually change them periodically to that image, which is that memory. So as soon as the computer comes on, and I, oh yeah, and it that's the first thing I do to kind of bring me back out up from coming back down after a shoot. The next thing that I do and I recommend is as I go to finishing those photographs. Now, just out of those 23,006 images that came back on the hard drive, people often ask, how many of those did you actually finish? In this case, it was 906. And they go, well, that's not very many. Well, first thing that you might not realize is I still take a lot of in-camera dupes. So in other words, if I see that shot, I'm going to take a minimum of 3 and probably 5 images of that moment. So that right off the bat, there's a lot of images. Why do I still do in-camera dupes? Because it's digital and I've learned the hard way. So I do in-camera dupes. Next, when I go through those images in Photo Mechanic, there are images that are, right off the bat, you could say, and this is just for lack of better terms, I call them gallery images. Images that I want to share. Like if you've been watching Instagram, a bunch of the images from Kodiak are there. Those are some of the images of the 905 that were finished. Then the ones that aren't finished, a lot of the times are images that are you could say the before and after the moment that I actually went and finished. And I have those for most of the time for teaching and presentations. They might be a backup for articles. If an editor says, by the way, do you have, or you have that? And I go, and I have those. And then lastly, and this is a weird mooseism, but I just, there's something in my mind that just, it feels more secure having all those images. Now, could I delete all but the ones I finished as far as the NEFs go? Of course. And would it ruin my business? I doubt it, because the images I finish, I'm kind of select about. I don't, you know, obviously don't finish them all, but those are the ones that I like the best. And when I say I like the best, I mean that they're the ones that, first of all, bring me back up from coming down so hard after a trip. They remind me of the great times. They capture biology. They tell stories. So that's why they're the ones that get selected and finished. And in that process of finishing, I kind of start bringing myself back up from the big come down. And how? So first of all, understand when I mean finish, I first go through all those thousands of images and I select the ones that I want to make and put into the gallery. And then it's just a matter of looking at, and I'm looking at very small, okay, subtle nuances, everything from gesture, color, and light, all those three magic words I've talked about a whole lot. And those special moments are the ones I tend to finish. And that just means opening them up in Adobe Camera Raw. And for whatever reason, a lot of times with bears and all that grass, the tint is askew. So I have to deal with the tint. Then I just, after that, I just open them up and save them as PSDs. In that finishing process, I'm reliving the whole time for that shoot, be it from an hour air to air, or you know, a week with Kodiak brown bears in the most incredible place that's like it always has been. And I relive the moments. And that really does start to do a couple things. One, it definitely brings me back up from the hard crash of coming down after such an amazing week of clicking. Two, it cements some of the memories. There are things, and it might be just me, I've never asked anybody else, but I take photographs, and a lot of the life's moments I witness, not with the binocular vision and just staring at something, but often the binocular vision through the camera lens. That's how a lot of those memories are etched in my mind, is what I saw through that lens. So by going through the actual images, I tend to kind of fill in some of the things that I only saw with one eye, which I would if I had two eyes open, to watch the thing unfold. And a lot of times there's little details that I missed that I go, oh, I didn't see that. And so that finishing, that's a big part of, you know, breaking that coming back down hard stuff. Then the next thing I do is once those images are, and I finish that lot, I turn in this case from those 23,000 to just that 900 set of images. And I look at those and I start looking at what I captured. Not so much the detail that I was just talking about, but did I do justice to the subject? Did I use my tools to their fullest? Does it tell a story? And I actually will go through, and this process sometimes takes weeks. Sometimes I do it faster. And I look at those and I make those judgment calls and I start taking down notes. A lot of times what I'll do is, for image number just 10, we'll just make it easy. Image 10, I might notice that, you know, I focused on the foreground bear when the background bear would have been stronger. And I'll actually go in back to Photo Mechanic and I'll make an actual note on the NEF. Because when I go back up to Kodiak next year, and you should go, it's absolutely, it'll change your life. Anyway, when I go back to Kodiak next year, I will actually look at the NEF and I'll search on those notes. And I will use that to help refresh memories, but more importantly, help me learn from my own images how I can do them better. And that's a big part of the process as well when it comes to, you know, breaking that crash from coming back down off that high of shooting. Lastly, I like to share. Folks are always wondering, how do I come up with, you know, all the blog posts that I put and the Instagram images I put out there? And how do I, and it's always, I had one guy this last week, it was hilarious. He goes, you know, I kind of look back through all your images. I can't find anything old. They're all new images. How do you do that? Well, I don't know how anybody would know they're old or new, but vast majority of them are all ones that I took within the last week or 10 days. And that's the, you know, that sharing allows me to share with you all that went into making that photograph. It then inspires me to go out and shoot more, which then kind of just, you know, it's just a, you could say it's a vicious cycle, but it's just, it feeds upon itself. And I remember all too well when I worked that 9-to-5 job and I go out and I shoot and have that great weekend. Then I have to wait 2 days to get my Kodachrome slides back and I go through them. Wow, that was really hard coming down from those big shoots. So I think it's, I guess it's one sign of being older. It's one part of, you know, being, God, I hate to say it out loud, wiser. But you learn how through time to work your own mental and emotional mechanisms when it comes to this thing called photography. It's something that has highs and lows. It's built into it. It's not like some cynical plot from some AI robot. No, nothing like that. It's just that photographers are creative, and creative people love to express what they see and experience in many different ways. And when you don't get to do that perhaps as much as you like or want or you think you need, there is coming back down hard really can take a bite. But you do have a way with your own creations to get yourself back up, get yourself primed for the next shoot, and most importantly, be even better the next time. So then when you get done, the coming down is even harder because you did even better. But yeah, see, I don't know if it's a vicious cycle. I think it's a good cycle. So explore it. Live it. Enjoy it. It's what photography is all about. You folks have a marvelous week. And remember to make every click your story.